Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets settled with modest gains after a late session pullback and amid light volume trading. Investors continue to assess the outlook for US-China trade relations, while fresh tensions in the Middle East saw a fresh rally on crude markets that helped lift US 10-year Treasury yields back above 3%. The Dow closed 68 points, or 0.3% higher, to log an eighth consecutive rise, its longest winning streak since September last year. The broader S&P 500 rose 0.1%, off an earlier session high that saw the index up as much as 0.5%. Healthcare, energy and materials were the leading primary sector performers. Trading volumes were approximately 17% below the 30-day average. The technology-centric Nasdaq edged 0.1% higher, pairing an earlier gain of 0.8%. Tesla Inc. fell 3% following reports of another senior executive departure. Elsewhere, President Trump offered an olive branch after tweeting that he was working with Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping to save telecoms company ZTE, which last week said that it would cease operations after it was hit by US government sanctions. Chinese Vice Premier Li He will attend the talks in Washington from May 15 to May 19. China Foreign Ministry spokesman said on Monday in a regular press briefing that China is willing to work with the US for a positive outcome in trade negotiations this week. Looking ahead, Home Depot reports their first quarter earnings result tonight, while on the economic data front, US retail sales data for April is also due to be released. Europe's main markets ease, with many investors continuing to track the latest political developments in Italy after two populist parties said they had reached a deal to form a new government. Germany's DAX slipped 0.2%, France's CAC down 0.02%. Italy's MIB index, however, rose 0.3%. In stock-specific moves, ABN AMRO fell 6% after the Dutch investment bank's first quarter results fell 3% due to a significant impairment charge. London's FTSE slipped 0.2% after last week logging its longest weekly winning streak since July 2005 that had carried the index to its highest close since the 23rd of January. Energy companies were notable performers following a fresh rally on crude markets, with BP and Royal Dutch Shell both rallying 1.1%. Base metals were mixed, copper down 0.8% to just over $3.12 a pound amid a rise in stockpiles, while zinc fell 0.9%. However, nickel was the big outperformer, rallying over 3%, and aluminium gained 1.4%. Also a strong night for spot iron ore markets, the benchmark contract rallying $1.51 or 2.2% to $68.93 a metric tonne, and its highest settlement since the 16th of March. Helping those markets were data from MySteel Consultancy that showed the utilisation rate at blast furnaces across China rose to 69.89% last week, the highest level since early November last year. The data also showed iron ore inventories at 45 major ports in China also fell, dropping approximately 1% last week. It was also a solid session on Chinese commodity futures markets, and that continued into the overnight trading session. And also note, China is scheduled to release a raft of March data later today, including retail sales, industrial production and fixed asset investment. Gold futures eased $2.50 to $1,318.20 an ounce to record their fifth fall in the past six sessions. Oil prices rallied strongly, buoyed by a bullish report from the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries that showed Venezuelan production at its lowest level in decades and observed that the global oil glut had been virtually eliminated. WTI settled 26 cents higher at $70.96. Brent reclaimed a 3.5-year high, jumping $1.11 to $78.23 a barrel. OPEC also raised their global forecast for oil demand in 2018. Fresh tensions in the Middle East, with the Gaza Strip erupting in fresh violence as the US officially moved its embassy to Jerusalem, also helped crude markets. US 10-year Treasury yields topped 3% once again before settling 2.4 basis points higher at 2.995%. And the Aussie dollar is weaker this morning, buying 75.28 US cents. Traders eyeing the release of the Reserve Bank of Australia's meeting minutes from their May monetary policy meeting, along with a data dump from China and ahead of US retail sales data tonight.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.